Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock at 955. We are going to ask the question very shortly. Did you end up dating your boss? What was it like? What happened? Did it go bad?
Did you get you to the
Did
top?
Did it go well? 52232955. We'd love to hear from
you. Maybe you married them.
Maybe you did. And just did you have to keep it? Anyway, we'll get to those in a second. So basically what's happened is a guy started dating his boss.
Okay.
And so they were, it's been going on a while.
Yep.
But now he's sort of over it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's lost the appeal of, I guess at the start it was like, okay.
A bit risque.
A
bit naughty.
A bit naughty indeed. And then so apparently there's a bit of role play about still, you know, behind closed doors that she is the boss.
Yes.
And then, like, you know, he has to be, you know, essentially grateful for that he has a job. And now he's scared, though, if he leaves her and he says, look, enough's enough, that he'll lose his job.
His job, yeah.
So it's like sort of an awkward situation to be in, isn't it?
It is, which is why they do say, you know, tread carefully if you're going to get into the dating world in the workplace.
Workplace. Have you ever dated someone in the workplace?
Sort of.
Yeah,
I did, yeah. Not with a boss.
Not a boss.
But it still ended badly and it was awkward at work.
So how long did it go on for before?
Secretly a couple of months and then publicly.
Oh, and then everyone knew about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and it ended badly.
Ended badly. Yeah.
Like, did you talk to each other at work? Or did you get fights?
One day we had a fight.
In front of people?
Yeah.
Oh, it was awkward.
Younger me, whatever.
Yeah.
You live and you learn.
You live and you learn. I've never been in a position where, like, my boss or anything at work, or I've had a co-worker that
has done it. Because it is sort of a fantasy you can see for some people where they may have that vision of going, I really want that. And because you can't have it, you want it even more. And then when it does come true, you're like, wow, the passion.
I guess it does. It would get pretty exciting, wouldn't it? And especially like the early stages where the flirting's happening.
Yeah, and
that's
no one's
the best part,
it.
Isn't it? No one knows. You know, it's like, you know, a bit of fun, a bit of banter. It's like, oh, that will never happen.
No, never.
Christmas party happens. Everyone's
had
a couple of drinks, haven't they? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's on. But now you're in this predicament where you don't want to be dating your boss anymore.
That is hard.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
How long do you go on for? Do you keep going?
Do you have to, and especially if you like your job, do you have to leave?
Yeah.
52232955. Did you ever date someone above you in the workplace? Like, was it your boss? Was it someone that's maybe your manager? And then all of a sudden things, you know, went somewhere else and then.
Yeah. See, I have a girlfriend who has dated her boss, now been with him for years, and it's worked out fine. It's worked out fine. So
maybe there are some good. I like the scandalous ones, I'll be honest. We also have vouchers to give away to Mavs, awarded Victoria's best Greek restaurant, Mavs on Little Mallop Street. Tell you what, the food is delightful there. So 52232955. Did you end up dating your boss?
Let us know.
Someone above you. What happened?
I dabbled.
You can be anonymous. Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955, asking the question, Herbie, have you dated your boss?
Bit raunchy.
One guy's found himself in the position where he's been dating his boss, and then now he's not as into it as she is, but he wants to keep
his job. Yeah.
So,
it's a pickle.
It's your own fault, really.
It's a gamble. You took it.
52232955.
We've got Kate from Newcomb. It's not a boss, but you've dated some co-workers?
Uh-huh.
Jeez, it just sounds like absolutely.
Experience
every job
in the
I
field?
Go to, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it just happens by accident sometimes. You know how it does.
No.
No.
Okay.
Talk us through it, Kate. How does it happen?
Sorry. Well, I would like to say I'm a 51-year-old woman.
Yeah.
I've worked in several different industries over my lifetime, different careers, and I'm just thinking that I think there's probably only maybe two or three jobs where I haven't had a relationship with somebody from work.
Wow!
How many jobs have you had? Like 10 plus? Or?
I've worked from... I used to work in hospitality, and they have a carefree attitude.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
There you go. They're all hooking up,
aren't
they?
And then I went into, like, office relationships.
And which...
Weird. And I just want to... No, I can't even. I don't want to divulge too much. Okay.
Can you let us know which field, which industry has the best relationship?
Yeah.
Well, obviously hospitality. They're a good, you know, they're all young and free and friendly. And...
we better stop it there, Kate. I think we...
I have been in so many, and like even if it's not the same, like working in one industry.
I thought you were going to say the same
look,
person.
Can I just say, I've never been a hairdresser, but just say like hairdressers because that's a simple industry. But working with another hairdresser and having a relationship, I've never been a hairdresser.
Okay.
I'm just using that as an example.
Okay.
People in similar industries who are your co's. But yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
We're getting along.
There's obviously.
If Kate was here, Josh, watch out.
That's it. Nick, now, this was happening back in Canada. A bit of a scandalous one. You ended up dating your boss?
I did. This is one of those ones where you refer to as a home wrecker, a business wrecker, the whole lot.
No. What happened?
So, this couple moved from a bigger city. To the town where I lived, and bought themselves a restaurant. Hired me as their head chef. I was young; I was in my early 20s, working for this couple, working side by side with the husband. He was my co-head chef, and she was the wife was the sort of head baker for the restaurant. And eventually, she was extremely attractive. She was much older than me. I was in my early 20s. She was almost 40. Extremely attractive. And eventually, we hooked up. And she had they had bought themselves one of those RVs, like permanent campers, in one of those camper parks. And that's for their family. They had two kids. And that's where her and I would... Her and I would sneak off to their camper thing and spend the night together and have an affair. And eventually it came to light and the couple broke up. The restaurant was sold. The house was sold. The whole scandal. Yeah, big no-no, big mistake. Yeah.
So you're obviously the better cook then.
I was apparently,
Oh, younger mistake. Heavy and Josh, K-Rock 955. Thank you.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Philinder. Philinder. Ooh, yeah. Philinder. Blank, blank, blank.
Well, it's been a long time since the gang's been together. Will Boddington from the newsroom. How
actually
are you?
Genuinely excited about this.
Yeah, Boddo!
Yeah. Hey, I heard you were stalking Herbie on Instagram.
I wasn't expecting to hear that. I'm a bit taken aback, actually.
Is that true? So what happened was you followed her on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then you were concerned that she wasn't following you back.
She wasn't.
And you kept checking.
It was a big claim.
To see when she was going to do it. So how often were you checking her account to see...
I followed you back straight away.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, well, you didn't because I checked once and you hadn't.
Once?
Oh, I checked once.
What did you think? Which photo did you write?
I can't.
Did you do the old stalker, the double tap?
Sorry. When you go too far deep and you're tapping.
I'm a bit flustered by this.
Yeah, it's all right.
Don't be flustered. I'm flooded.
The old accidental like, yeah.
I'm flooded. Like away. Go back to 2016. All right. I don't care.
You're into older women. We get it, Will.
Anyway, just follow me back.
That's right. Fill in the blank. So you've got some headlines, and we've got to work out the word that's missing from that headline. Buzz in with your name after the sentence.
That's right.
Good luck. Hopefully you remember how to play, but thanks for that. much-loved hot blank, now set to feel the pinch of price rises.
Josh. Chips.
Yes. Correct. Correct.
Did you say Josh?
Yeah, I was just taking a little while to decide.
He's still flustered.
He's looking at your
He's
Instagram.
Looking at me. Yeah. You can look at me in the flesh.
All right, 1-0.
Yeah, sorry.
Aussie golfer blank wins the British Open.
Josh.
Herbie. No, I'm going to give that to Herbie.
Cameron Smith.
Yes, well done.
He broke the record for the first 36 holes.
Yeah, and then he sort of choked. And
then choked, and then he had like the best back nine of all time.
Unbelievable.
Freak.
It's quite phenomenal.
Good on him.
He fit two beers into the claret jug.
Yeah, saw that.
He was telling everyone how much he's going to fit into there.
And it was two?
Two. Two.
Easy done.
Come out and said today it was two.
I mean, he could be lying. We'd never know.
I trust it.
Yeah.
I trust it.
Oh, here we go, number three.
A study's shown that blank lovers coped better with loneliness during COVID lockdowns.
Josh, dog lovers.
Yes.
Oh. And they would have, because you've got a friend.
Well, yeah, and so I was listening to them say, and then it might not be because of the dog, it might be because of the person. I was like, well, then what's the point of the study?
Yeah. But I don't know. I think it's just only the dog.
I think it's definitely the company and the companionship that you've
got. It's like saying I coped better because I have brown hair.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
And you did. You got a thick hair.
And a great stash.
Look at him. He's just
great
a handsome unit.
Very
have you
handsome.
Gone on his Instagram?
Oh, I've checked it. Don't you worry.
It's very inactive. Yeah. I should get more active, actually.
You should.
Yeah.
You should, seriously.
Get a few more followers. Get the blue tick.
That's
get that face out there.
Have you got a blue tick?
No. Oh.
Maybe you should get to the next headline.
I forget the score. Air Asia will soon be back in Australia offering cheap flights to blank.
Heavy. Bali.
Incorrect.
I mean,
maybe.
It's in the country?
It's a country. It's an Asian country.
It's Singapore.
It's Malaysia.
Malaysia. Ah. It's annoying, though. They're not coming back to Avalon.
I know.
Yes.
Tullamarine.
Tullamarine.
What a rort. That's Do they know where it's at? Out here.
Mm. Well, it's just so much better for us. And then it's just easier access.
Less people, too. Less, yeah, and at the moment, I don't love people, you know, when they're all around you. And, you know, I don't need that.
Next one.
I need this.
The last one. The ACT has become the first Australian state or territory to announce a ban on blank cars.
Heavy. Petrol.
Yes.
Well, we split the point.
Well, I'll give you the win, actually.
Ah! Brilliant.
Last one's the best one. Good stuff. You got to end on a high.
Nice.
Good stuff, Will. He's still got it.
He's always got it.
I was a bit thrown off from the start, so I'm sorry.
What do you mean? You recovered well.
You've done well.
Getting grilled.
You're not getting grilled.
We just asked a question. Why are you stalking Herbie?
I'm flattered.
No, it's a grilling.
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Some good news coming out of Spain. If you are wanting to become a policeman, a policewoman.
Yeah.
Because they've scrapped the height requirement.
Right, so there was a height requirement.
There was. So as a female, you had to be taller than 1.6 metres or 5 foot 3 inches. Mm. And then a lady tried to get into the force and they said, no, you're 4 centimetres too short. But now they've decided, hang on, the police actually provide no justification for limiting the access. Yeah. And instead, the selection for becoming a police officer includes physical and medical tests, which will then guarantee a candidate.
I suppose if you can do the physical aspects of it, then it doesn't matter how tall you are. But, you know, being short, it doesn't really lend itself. Like, you know, if you're taking on like six bikies that are 6 foot six and, you know, you're 4 foot, it's not really.
The odds aren't in your favour.
You know, you're not coming to rescue many people, I wouldn't have thought, you know?
No.
So we thought we'd get the shortest person we know.
Yes.
In the building to see, you know, what it's like.
Just Short Sarah.
Short Sarah. That's what we call her. That's what we call her around the office.
Short Sarah from sales.
So you're obviously, how tall are you for everyone playing at home?
Well, I like to say I'm 5'1", but I'm probably in between.
Close to 5 foot. Wow.
Look, I haven't measured myself in a while, but I like to wear heels just to make it seem like I'm a bit taller.
So have you shrunk over the journey, would you say? Do you reckon you're...
Are you worried?
Hopefully I'm not old enough to be shrinking yet, Josh.
Old Short Sarah.
Look, I've hit 30. Yeah. It's all downhill from here.
So tell us, obviously, so there was restrictions to be a police officer. I mean, would you be a cop? Do you think, like, would you be intimidated? I mean...
Because we've got concerns. Say you are a cop and for your height, you come up against a bad guy who's, let's say, 6'6". You know, he's a ginormous bad guy. Are you scared?
It probably would be intimidating coming up against someone that, like, say, coming up against Josh, not that intimidating.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But
are you serious? Look at these guns.
But look, Andy, he's what, 6 foot something? Yeah. Andy? It's a bit intimidating.
Oh, shiny pants.
Now, I know you're not a cop, but you might know the answer to this. But if you're a short police officer, do they have a shorter baton?
Look, I hope not. It's a bit discriminatory, John.
A water pistol.
Look, we just get a little stick, all right? It's just a little.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Say it.
And so, have you asked before? Because you are short. Your the doors at your house, are they the same? The same height as everyone else's?
I do live in a regular house. I don't live in a tiny home or a lap.
Are your teaspoons your big spoons?
Oh, God. No, legitimately. Look,
I won't lie. When I redid the kitchen, definitely made the top cupboards a little bit lower than standard so I could actually reach them. But I don't use the top shelf in the cupboards, though, because I can't reach. And I do have a little stepladder.
Have you... is there any positives about being short? I'm not saying that it's bad. Like, you're not cursed with, you know...
Look, I mean, what the old saying is, good things come in small packages.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Look, you know, and I, my auntie bought me a shirt. I think I was about 14, 15 at the time.
Yeah.
My auntie bought me a shirt that says, I'm not short, I'm fun size.
Yeah.
You are.
Look, my dad wasn't overly happy with it. His 15-year-old daughter wearing a shirt like that. But
hey, I love the fun size Mars bars.
That's true.
Look, so there you go. Sometimes you don't want a full size. I'm fun. Sometimes you just want a little bit.
Or is that in your Tinder bio? I don't know, but...
Maybe it should be.
That's it. Okay.
Well, short Sarah.
Short Sarah. Thanks for enlightening us into the word of what's happening down there.
Look, you know, it gets a bit cold down here. Heat rises.
Short Sarah from Sales. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
It's Herbie and Josh. Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Haven't done this in a long time. Get your thoughts on the daily topics.
I've got a lot.
Do you?
I'm not allowed to speak that much with Farmer Finley. He likes more silence.
Oh, right. Because you've been with him for a little week. Yeah.
I've been holding out, waiting for this moment.
For yes. These are topics from across the day. Let's kick it off with this one. The James Webb Telescope. Just to clarify for you, that's the one that took those photos the other day that they released from NASA.
Oh, nah, yeah. Because, you know, it was just taking a photo.
Yeah.
And that's what we need.
Yeah.
Don't go to space and do all this crazy stuff. Mm. Just show me a photo from it.
It's ruined my life.
Has it?
Oh, I've been deep diving for a long time. Because the photo is just of other galaxies. And, like, that photo is 16 light years across.
Yep.
So it's just so big. And then you think, where are we? We're here on this planet, tiny.
Little dots.
But then what was before the Big Bang? Do you know what I mean? Like, what was happening before the atoms hit each other?
Yeah.
Or whatever you believe. God made it in 7 days. But, you know, it's what was there before?
You've had way too much time. I'm telling you that much.
It's just, and then I'm just like, well, nothing matters.
Nothing really does.
You know, like, and use that in a positive way, though. You know,
exactly.
Like, you know, don't get caught up on the little things.
We're just a tiny little speck,
you know,
in the big scheme of things. Is someone taking a photo of us from out there? Maybe.
Potentially. They could be here. I told you, I'll deep dive. I'll share it off here. You get really excited. Worm charming. Yeah, nah. Or
nah, yeah. I like worms, so I'll say nah, yeah.
Do you? You're a fan of worms?
Yeah, I think they're kind of fun.
They are kind of fun, aren't they?
They're a bit, but they also are fun.
Because we've obviously got fresh soil and there's a lot in there. And you're like, geez, these get big, don't they?
They do. Forget how,
they're awesome.
And they're just, what are they doing? Just moving across.
I flick them to the birds.
Okay.
Probably a bit unfair.
That took a grim turn.
I like the magpies better.
Sounds
it. Make sure they're getting fed. So, because we were talking about this before, there's a massive heat wave going over in the UK at the moment.
Yeah.
41. It's going to be their hottest ever temperature, apparently, or something
They're not
like
handling
that.
It well.
The World Worm Charming Championships, normally held in Cornwall, the winner was only able to charm one worm. So what they do is they basically hit the dirt on the ground and to simulate rain coming. So it's like a sort of competition, and then so the worms come to the surface. But because it's so dry, there's only one worm was caught to win it.
Josh, I see a competition.
We want to go worm charming.
I want to go worm charming. I reckon I'd be good, a little pitter-patter, a little rain dance.
Oh, maybe we found just one skill in life.
Oh, last one. Finding accents attractive.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah.
Love an Irish.
Irish,
Scottish.
For you?
Oh, my me. Woohoo!
That's
speak
silly?
To me.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about it.
Yeah, I think the Irish is a good one.
Like, oh.
I like the South African one.
Do you? For... Chandra's got a South African accent.
No, she doesn't.
Well, she...
She's South African. She's got the most Australian accent you've ever heard.
Do you like another certain accent at all, or just the South African?
Nah, I think South Africans. Okay. I don't mind the American one either.
I hate the
Do
American
you?
Accent.
It just depends where it is.
Even though I'm used to watching it for TV, nah, cannot stand it.
So apparently a lady is making money off just selling voice notes with her Scottish accent.
Okay.
So a side hustle...
You reckon I can get into accents?
No, not you. I'm just saying for anyone else out there with a good voice.
To be sure. How are you going? Seamus the potato farmer.
No, still not working. Have you, Josh? Driving you home, K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There was an interesting wedding contract clause we spoke about early in the show. A couple got married in India. When they went to sign the paper, there was a few... T's and C's with it.
A few red flags for mine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like stay in shape, essentially.
Yeah, go to the gym daily. Sunday morning breakfast necessary. Have to take a good picture after every party. And you can only go to the parties if you're with him. And only one pizza a month, which to
sounds
me,
like a lot, doesn't it? Like, not a lot at all. Like once a month. Like when do we probably have... Actually, we get pizza probably once every couple of weeks.
But it's you know, I don't want to be limited. I don't want to say I had it last night. What if I'm feeling like it tonight?
That's
you
right.
You know, I'm doubling up on the pizza.
Can you? Yeah, exactly.
So we thought, I mean, they've gone through their T's and C's to make their relationship work.
Yep.
We need to do this to make our show work.
All right. I'll kick us off. Okay.
You're going to be good at this.
Okay. And this is in the contract. On occasion... Let Josh have a conversation by himself with other workers in the workplace. Because, you know, I love you, but just sometimes, you know, I'm having a conversation with someone, you'll just jump in.
Yeah.
Where I'm, could have been serious, you know?
You have to at least once a day applause after one of my performances in the song.
Applaud? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just clap. Yeah.
The bigger, you know.
Once a day?
At least once a day.
Jeez, okay. Well, if you make a good one, that's fine. I'll do that.
Stop, check, tick.
All right. You have to occasionally let me answer for myself. If someone asks a question, you know, Josh, how have you been? Oh, he's good. Oh, he's good. No, he's been terrible. Shingles. Yeah.
You can only mention that you're tired once every 2 days.
Okay, I'll give that a go. That's hard though.
Yes.
I am.
He's permanently tired. You understand, Herbie. I was tired before I had kids and then I got kids.
On occasion, you have to shout coffee once in a while. Every time we go out, I always find it's me buying the coffees.
Pull on that. You can only go to the shops with me. If you are to go with someone else,
yeah.
I have to come to the shops.
Thank
you.
Oh, God. Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you feel left out when I go?
I do. FOMO.
Maybe give me the downstairs car park once every now and again. Instead of, you know, just I did the polite thing by offering it to you, but now I have to walk in the cold.
Well, I don't know if it's going to go with my last one. It would be nice if you chipped in for my petrol to drop you off. Every night.
Agree to disagree. Me and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Well, this is a game where we work together, Herbie.
Teamwork.
I'm actually feeling super confident.
Go.
So how this game works is 10 celebrities, 1 minute. I give the clues, you tell me the celebrity, and we move on. If you don't know the answer, say pass. So we're basing it today off celebs with expensive houses. Now, obviously, a lot of them are going to have more expensive houses than the rest of us, but these are the top echelon. After Holly Valance, her partner, Nick Candy, the billionaire himself.
Holly Valance, kiss, kiss, when you look at me, tell me.
Well, Neighbours.
Kiss. Neighbours.
One episode of Entourage.
She went to the same high school as me, claim to fame.
And she's married to a billionaire.
Yep.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Isn't
that
it?
You know someone that, you know, went to
went
your
to the school, same
school
and now she's married to a billionaire.
One of the richest people in the
so
world.
Loaded.
Yeah, Nick Candy. So he almost tried to buy the Chelsea Football Club but didn't get to, unfortunately.
Bit short, couple of dollars short.
Yeah, a couple of dollars short.
Hate that.
So they've just sold their house for $120 million.
Okay.
That's nuts. That's insane.
Love to see inside it.
But is it like how much you can't use that whole house? I barely use like we've bought a house that's like pretty reasonably sized, and we don't use half the.
Listen to this guy. Everyone's struggling at the moment.
No,
can't even buy lettuce, and he's bought a.
There's holes in the
house.
Walls, so it's not like it's, there's literal holes in the walls, so it's not like it's a mansion.
But you know, and because they've got kids as well, you would lose a kid in a house.
That's
if
right.
It's so big.
Yeah, sometimes you like I'd take my eyes off Georgie for a second. I'm like, where is she?
Gone. I mean, in your house, it takes weeks to
right,
find her.
That's right. Anyway, so these are celebrities with big houses. We've got 1 minute on the clock. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. Let's do it. Working together as a team. First time in a while. Three, two, one. It's a rapper.
Tupac.
Not a Monday to Friday type of guy.
Not a Monday to Friday. Kanye. Jay-Z.
It's not weekdays. It's
weekend. Weekend.
Yes. Just got married to her old fling and then we got back together.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes. Australian dude. What women want?
Chris Hemsworth.
No. Older. Think about the, like, he's old school.
Hugh Jackman.
We'll pass it. Pass. Slapped a guy at the Oscars.
Will Smith.
Yeah, yes. American radio host.
Ah.
You know who I'm talking about.
I know who I'm talking about. Pass. I'll come back to him. He's coming.
Mission Impossible.
Tom Cruise.
Married a lawyer. Very good looking man.
Married a lawyer, George Clooney.
Yes, used to have a big TV show.
Rose
she used to give away everything.
Ellen DeGeneres.
No, the other one.
Oprah.
Yes, clothing brand, not Polo. Blokes would wear it.
Not Polo.
Yeah.
Tommy
yes, it is. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. Mel Gibson was what I was looking for.
Mel Gibson.
And then Howard Stern.
I knew it was Howard Stern. I was singing that curly-haired man.
Yeah, you can see his face, can't you?
Hey, he's good too.
Yeah, he's actually really good to listen to.
We came in confident.
Sorry. It was pretty good. Spent a bit too long on the weekend. I thought
the weekend.
Not a Monday to Friday would have.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't thinking about that. But is he a rapper as such?
Yeah, well, what would you? Sorry, hip hop artist. Doesn't matter. Don't.
It's your fault, okay?
Evie and Josh, I'll be home.
Throwing it home. 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, there's been a miracle.
Really?
Yep, love a miracle.
Absolutely. This need something to celebrate, don't we?
Happened over in Florida at a Red Lobster.
Red Lobster. Yeah, yep. It's like a big franchise.
Massive franchise. You wouldn't think miracles happen there, but one has. And it's to do with a lobster. So they got their shipment of lobsters for the day.
Yep.
And the people there have gone, hang on, one of them looks a little bit different.
Yeah.
And it was more orange than the other lobsters. And so then they decided to get some person in from an aquarium, came and checked it out. Turns out it is a really rare orange lobster. According to them, it's just a 1 in 30 million chance of finding.
1 in 30 million chance?
30 million chance of finding.
Holy.
So that's...
And you told it from looking orange.
Like, you can tell it looked different, and then they took it out of the tank and had like, a bit more of a closer...
Turns out it's a dog.
And so they named the lobster Cheddar. And now Cheddar has left and has gone to an aquarium, so Cheddar is not going to be a meal.
Yeah. Did they make some money from it? Surely.
You'd
sell it to the aquarium.
Yeah. We'll give you this for a good rate. Otherwise, we can make a great rate on the plate.
That's it.
But looking at lobsters, I've never really looked into them. Interesting little creatures.
Yeah.
They eat each other.
If you know, you know.
Yep.
Dead set. So they're like carnivores.
Yep, so they're always looking for fresh food and what's around. If that happens to be another lobster, then it's dinner for them.
Cannibalism at its finest. Jeez.
It's delightful.
It's not.
Females Well, they're the ones that make the first move.
Really?
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
So not much of a courtship happens with the lobster lovemaking. So females, they have just shed their shells. They send out some kind of hormone.
Yeah, yeah.
And that lets the males know that they're in the mood.
Finally.
And usually when lobsters shed their shells, that's when they're more vulnerable to being eaten by not only
so you're risking
adults,
it for the biscuit, really.
But the male knows them on, so instead of eating them, it goes, hello.
Okay, here we go.
Time for a bit of fun.
Finally, yep.
They can grow back limbs.
If you know, you know. Uh-huh.
What, all lobsters?
I haven't looked into all lobsters, okay, I just looked into lobsters.
Just lobsters, yep. Some do. So, sort of like, you know, like a lizard growing back a tail sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It could take up to a good 5 years for a 1 pound lobster, but they could get their claw back.
Take my strong hand.
This might be up your alley.
Yeah, yeah.
Their shells were once used to make golf balls.
If you know, you know.
That's yep. it.
So shells left over are normally just tossed into landfill. Mm-hmm. So in an effort to make them worth something, a University of Maine created a golf ball that used lobster shell to create the core. And yeah. then they would be great for biodegradable for ships that anything. So they're sending them back home, which
so
is great.
So when you're hitting them in, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
But this one I liked because I've caught a lobster before and I've cooked it before and I have heard the noise.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear about the screaming.
No, they don't scream in pain when you cook them. This is good news.
It's a good scream, is it?
The noise you hear is air that has been trapped in the stomach and falls through the mouth after being out of the water for short periods of time. So they don't have vocal cords. They're not screaming.
No, it's just internally boiling and just releasing some gases because it's so hot in there.
It's good news.
It is.
Eat lobsters.
Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
I want to chat about this. What happens in the morgue after you pass away?
I'm intrigued in this. I really am. Because have you seen the movie My Girl?
Yeah, absolutely. Ages ago. I couldn't
and then,
remember it, to be honest.
Because at his house, that's where he does up the bodies before they go to the funeral. And so I'm a little intrigued to know what's going on because that's the only thing I know.
Well, yeah, as I was saying, the lady has written a book about her experiences because obviously people do some interesting things in the time of, you know, losing someone.
Yeah.
Because you don't know really how you can, especially if there's someone super close to you, you don't know how you're going to go after.
Or even say someone passes away and you know that Lucy passed away with some valuable stuff on her.
Yeah.
Do you go and get it?
Well, speaking of that, this one lady said, this from the, that's run the book, said a lady had passed away and then what had happened was a guy came, his lover, had come in because he wanted something from her and it was a piercing. So he wanted her to remove the piercing from the body so that he could then keep it with
keep
him forever.
Oh, that's nice.
I guess it's sort of like a... I mean, it sounds bad, doesn't it? Because you're like, it's a piercing from a dead person.
But and also, I'd like to know where the piercing
was. Yeah, yeah. So
maybe, is it a nice earring? Because I understand. But is it?
Yeah. Is it something else?
A Prince Albert?
You know, it could be. Maybe. Another one was a time where, you know, obviously you're going to go and mourn, but a lady came in and what had happened was she started punching the body. And the reason was because she found out that her husband had been having an affair after the fact. So he's died. And so you're obviously mourning. And then it comes to light that he actually had a mistress. So all she wanted to do was to grieve, obviously. It was, you know,
and to punch him. She never got to yell at him in
life. The lady had to restrain her. And, okay, you can't just hit a dead body.
Jeez, I can roll.
But you could sympathise with her, like, in that scenario, can't you? Because you'd be so angry. You built this
so
life.
Angry.
Imagine 50-year relationship. Yep. And then all of a sudden, well, it turns out,
I'd be furious.
This
furious.
One's a little odd.
Okay.
And so obviously open casket scenarios, you got to dress them in something.
Yeah, which, would you want an open casket?
No.
Neither would I. I've seen my chin roll in when I lie down. It's not a good angle. I want that to be how I'm remembered.
You know, I've tried to put an Instagram snap of me asleep.
It's not cute.
Didn't look good.
Send that, delete that.
So this guy comes in with a bag for his partner. And he goes, look, I'd really like her to wear this. And so in the bag was a black play suit, a mask, cat ears, and fishnet tights.
Bit of a fetish.
I mean, imagine that open casket. You know, that's
kinky stuff.
I don't even want to talk any further about it. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.